We're here at the Farm Progress Show and just heard from a coalition of organizations that are calling for a farm bill now. Among those coalitions is the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. With me is Dennis Slater. Dennis, what's your title?
I'm the president of AEM.
Okay. Now, Dennis, why is AEM a part of this coalition?
We recognize that without a good farm bill, without a safety net market certainty out there, the farmer will suffer, and ultimately then the equipment will suffer too, and our sales will go down. But also we recognize we're part of a bigger thing here. We're part of the agricultural industry, and we recognize the need for health in that industry.
Well, as part of this group, you heard a lot of these farmers talking. This has been a rough year for everybody, and why do you think that Congress will be able to act if they come back when they only got eight days left?
Well, first of all, if you make enough noise, I think Congress may listen. I'm hopeful. You know, just this summer, we had a transportation bill that went through. Same thing. It was extended for years. And finally, enough noise was made, and they recognized it's a bipartisan issue. Let's get it done. The farm bill has parallels there, so I think that's important. I think there's a chance we can get it done.
Let's talk a little bit, too, while I got you, about Ag Connect Expo coming up. The third one is coming up just real shortly. And tell us about Ag Connect Expo and about how important it's been and how it's grown.
We're actually very excited. It looks right now that Ag Connect will be a sellout for us this time around. I think the big difference coming around this time is we've had a couple events now. I think the marketplace recognizes what it wants to be. We're also bringing the show to Kansas City, so we're taking it to the market. I think that's important. That's the kind of show it should be. So that's really good, too. And also, I think the manufacturers, the exhibitors, recognize their role in bringing the customers there. So it's much more than just us trying to promote an event. All of us have to together work on that. And I think for the first time, we're getting there.
Well, how has the market been? How's the business been for equipment manufacturers?
You know, it's funny. It goes right back to the farm bill again. I think it's been a terrible drought year. You talk to farmers, and they're buying. They're buying equipment because, you know, they've had a lot of good years. They've had a safety net with the farm bill. So they just get through this year and keep on buying and moving forward. You don't have that safety net, then they wouldn't do that. So actually, things are quite positive.
Well, it's really good to know that the people that are supplying the inputs for farmers are behind them in this situation.
Yeah, we recognize our role with this. You know, we're not the ones doing the farming, but we can bring the new technologies, fuel efficiencies, help them, you know, make a better profit and be more successful.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.